Good afternoon. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. The weather today across Israel is warm and sunny, with clear skies over Tel Aviv and Haifa. Jerusalem enjoys bright sunshine. In Eilut, it's a perfect day for outdoor activities. Here are today's headlines. First, Iran warns Israel and dismisses a U.S. ceasefire proposal passed by Iraq's prime minister. Meanwhile, the U.S. strikes Iranian military targets for the 13th consecutive night. Times of Israel reported this 5 hours ago. Also, a video surfaced showing a Palestinian taking an Israeli's rifle before a deadly West Bank attack. This incident was caught on camera, reported by Ynet earlier this hour. Also this hour, four Palestinians and one Israeli lost their lives in a West Bank shooting. At least six others are injured. This was reported by I-24 News earlier today. Separately, discussions at the UN focus on whether to dismiss the chief prosecutor of the Hague Tribunal. This comes amid serious accusations against Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu. Israel Hayom Hebrew brought us this news just 30 minutes ago. And finally, Iran is swiftly repairing missile bases previously bombed by U.S. and Israeli forces. This development was detailed by the Jerusalem Post an hour and a half ago. Reaction has been swift on social media. Raylan Givens, an observer in the region, posted just minutes ago. He highlighted a new video angle showing an attack on IDF fighters where a weapon was seized. Al Arabiya English reported 15 minutes ago that Jordan's army successfully intercepted 7 Iranian missiles and 6 drones. Open Source Intel, a tracking account, noted 15 minutes ago that the IRGC claimed responsibility for an attack on a U.S. base in Jordan. Let's go deeper into these stories, starting with Iran's escalating actions. Iran has rejected a ceasefire proposal conveyed by Iraq's prime minister. The U.S. continues its military strikes. Now, on their 13th night, the Times of Israel notes that Iran retaliated with attacks in Bahrain and claims of action in Jordan. This persistent conflict raises concerns about further regional instability. Turning to the West Bank, Ynet has shared footage showing a Palestinian grabbing a rifle from an Israeli in a confrontational incident. This led to a deadly attack, adding to the tension in the area. Such events underscore the ongoing volatility and the challenges to peace efforts. Meanwhile, a tragic encounter near the village of Tel resulted in multiple casualties, as reported by I-24 News. Israeli hikers faced an attack, leading to deaths and injuries on both sides. This incident highlights the fragile security situation and the potential for escalation. On the diplomatic front, Israel Hayom Hebrew reports global diplomats meeting at the UN to discuss the Hague Tribunal's chief prosecutor. The backdrop to these discussions involves serious accusations against Prime Minister Netanyahu. The outcome could significantly impact international legal proceedings. Finally, the Jerusalem Post reveals Iran's rapid reconstruction of missile bases previously targeted by U.S. and Israeli strikes. Former IDF Air Defense Chief Brig Gen Ran Kochav emphasized Iran's industrial capabilities. This swift recovery suggests that Iran remains a formidable force in the region. Turning to business and markets. First, Walla Business reports on a significant savings initiative in Sderot, known as the high-tech neighborhood. Eligible participants can save up to 141,000 shekels annually, benefiting from subsidies and tax advantages. Separately, Glow, a cybersecurity firm, has raised $18.0 million at a $1.2 billion valuation. Globes highlights that the company has a significant presence in Israel, employing nearly 10,000 people. And finally, Ynet Business covers Glow's emergence from stealth mode, aiming to counter AI threats with its innovative security solutions. This underlines Israel's growing role in global cybersecurity innovation. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 5 p.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.